Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, you may think that exercise and arthritis don't go hand in hand, but that's certainly not the case. My guest is Dr. Lynn Miller. She's professor of physical therapy. So, Dr. Miller, tell us about arthritis and exercise. The misconception is that it can build on itself, and if you end up, you know, exercising too hard when you have arthritis, you can actually make it worse. So speak a bit about that.
It's interesting. Most of the research is just the opposite of that, in that when they've gone in to look at people who are exercising regularly versus the same cohort, all with arthritis, people that were exercising regularly had less pain, they had better function, and in one interesting study, they actually put off putting knee replacement significantly longer than the group that wasn't doing activity.
Wow. So does it actually physiologically help the arthritic joint? What joints are most affected usually?
Well, it depends on the type of arthritis. We can talk about the weight-bearing joint of the hip, the knee, and the ankle. Those joints, especially with osteoarthritis, are among the most affected, with the knee being the most out of those. If we start looking at the upper extremity, the hands are infected in almost everybody, it seems like. The shoulder can also be affected. You tend to get more of that with, if it's osteoarthritis, with people who have done overhead activity type things or had an injury to that joint.
So osteoarthritis is more of the, you know, condition that develops as we age from overuse, from using weights, you know, from weight bearing, our hips, our knees, those kinds of things. Rheumatoid, on the other hand, more of an autoimmune, more of a disease state, correct?
Partially correct. I'm going to go back on the first one. Osteoarthritis isn't necessarily because of weight training.
No, I didn't mean
impact.
Weight training.
Okay.
I meant
okay.
Weight bearing, our bodies just being on our hips. I know that's what it sounded like because I said weight and training, but it's our hips, our knees, just from life, our body weight.
They're not quite sure. Most of the bigger predictors are excess body weight, so it may be that combination of weight bearing and too much weight on the joint, or injury to the joint. So not everybody gets osteoarthritis, or I should say not symptomatic arthritis. And definitely, you're right, the rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. Interestingly, though, both of them, all of the exercise studies have very positive benefits. Even with rheumatoid arthritis, they have found decreased biochemical markers, decreased pain, improved function. With people with rheumatoid arthritis, when they put them on vigorous exercise.
So now what type of exercise? People want to know. I have arthritis, they'll say, in my hands, in my knees, in my hips. I got some stenosis in my lower back. You know, all of these conditions, what type of exercise do you recommend?
Well, it goes back to the ACSM guidelines. We still recommend strength training or resistance training, aerobic exercise, and range of motion. Many of the studies have shown that strength training, even by itself, can promote excellent benefits. And I would say that we believe that part of that's because it seems to then spread the forces that are coming through a joint, spreads them out, and helps to absorb them. But the other thing is, all of these involve movement. Movement is how a joint is lubricated.
So that's true, and that's such an important concept, that you are lubricating a joint when you move it, because that's, you know, and that eases the movement. Now, certainly there are some cases, bone on bone, where that movement is really going to be painful. But even then, water exercise and such can help reduce that, keep your range of motion, keep you strong and moving, and yet you don't have that weight-bearing pain.
Oh, aquatic exercise is wonderful, for especially for people with end-stage disease, where they're trying to put off having replacement. Aquatic exercise might be the way to go.
Okay, so what about free weights versus, say, a machine that guides you through a range of motion? If someone has arthritis in their elbows or in their shoulders, do you have a preference to something that guides you or something that you guide?
I don't, and I haven't seen any research comparing the two. Many of the studies, because people with arthritis have had the misconception that they shouldn't do anything, many individuals, once they get started in something, have been sedentary for a long time. So we start them out with elastic tubing, which is very simple, cost-effective things they can do at home. Otherwise, often you have to start them with very lightweight, so then it would have to be a pulley-type system or very small handheld weights. So some of the machines may not go down to those lower levels.
I do love using tubing and bands. Not bands as much, I think they tend to break. But, you know, I do love using tubing and even sitting on the ball and moving around. That helps to move those arthritic joints, maybe even your hips or your lower back. What about some sports specific? You know, I see a lot in my own practice, Dr. Miller, golfers that have, you know, arthritis in their elbows, in their wrists, and their hands, and they're finding it hard now to hold the club. And what can they do when you've got arthritis in your hands?
Well, I'd also go back to doing some strengthening. But once you've done the strengthening, there may be some other things to do. One is to get modified grips. One of the new things that's out there is slightly larger hand grips that then does not require the tight fist that a smaller grip may need. The other thing is, if with rheumatoid arthritis, I've seen some individuals use wrist splints to help eliminate certain range and support that wrist during their swing.
Now, that's a good point you bring up, because to brace or not to brace, you know, that seems to be a question that people are never quite sure with knees and elbows. You know, they've got those elbow braces. Do you advise bracing, or do you really rather they, you know, strengthen it up so they don't need to brace?
Well, obviously, I would prefer that they strengthen it up. However, bracing isn't necessarily there to replace strengthening. Sometimes, especially with the knee, it's used when the knee when the ligaments there are no longer providing the support that's necessary, because we do get laxity that occurs with long-term osteoarthritis. So the braces sometimes prevent abnormal motions from occurring that muscles aren't necessarily able to control.
So in some instances, it certainly is perfectly fine to brace. In the last 30 seconds or so, your best advice on arthritis and exercise.
Move, move, move. Exercise is vital, even if it's just getting out and doing some walking and some partial squats and some range of motion.
Move, move, move. You heard it here from the American College of Sports Medicine and Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. And that's what we're doing for you. We're Train Your Body to motivate and perform. And that's what we're doing. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. Just look for the American College of Sports Medicine logo and their page, Train Your Body at Radio MD. And download some of the podcasts. Share them with your friends. That's how you get this great information spread around, and we all become just a little bit more knowledgeable. Stay tuned. There's more coming up on Radio MD.